good. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, my humble obeisances unto you. Hare Krishna. Oma Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gaudavani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I tried to plan something out, but it didn't work out. Such a storied career in Krishna consciousness is not easy to define and describe in just a few words. I told Vitachas Maharaj that he can kick me if I get out of hand. But I'll try. I met Maharaj in 1975 was the first meeting. During the installation of, well, we were there for the festival in Mayapur and Hyderabad and then Vrindavan, but particularly we kind of met in Vrindavan during the festival to open the temple, Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And by that time, Maharaj was more or less already a legend in his own time. In those days, as Srila Prabhupada's lectures came out, we were hanging on every word. It was a very special time in our movement, when the Krishna consciousness movement was spreading like wildfire, when in Bombay, Mangalarti only had Westerners in it. It was that long ago. And we all had heard the story about how Maharaj's father, who was a judge, Superior Court judge, Chicago, big guy, had come and tried to induce him to come out of his new family back to his old family with the enticement of a lot of money. And when he turned it down, of course, Srila Prabhupada was very, very deeply touched and moved, and he talked about it often. I joined in 1972. Maharaj joined in 1968, I think, 69. So, and he immediately became intimate servant of Srila Prabhupada, taking up the responsibility of the Juhu Temple, in its very crucial times. The first time we were together with Prabhupada was a morning walk in 1975 in Vrindavan. And Prabhupada was discussing the strip of land, the disputed strip of land, which was crucial because it was going to be the entryway into the Juhu project. So that was my first experience. I watched you and Srila Prabhupada going back and forth on this very important issue. But in another sense, my first meeting with Maharaj came later in 1977, and this is the crux of what I want to say to you personally. It was 1977, Tamal Krishna Maharaj. We had a common denominator between he and I, aside in addition to Srila Prabhupada's service, and that was that we became close to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. In 1975, when I was there, Tamal Krishna Maharaj was like putting me through the crucible to test me to see if I was actually worthy to join the Radha Damodar party as a grihastha. The only one, by the way, out of 140 brahmacharis. You can imagine what that was like. So, and in 1977, Tamal Krishna Maharaj had joined Srila Prabhupada when Prabhupada's health started to deteriorate. And I had a dream. I was in America, and I had a dream that Prabhupada was just about to leave or had left. And I became convinced and very determined to join Prabhupada no matter what. So at that time, there were different versions coming out. No one should come, everyone should come, you know, only the sannyasis should come, only the GBC should come. And then finally it kind of settled down on one person from each yatra. So after Tamal Krishna Maharaj left the Radha Damodar party, he was holding the thing together. I was managing it for a while under his guidance. But by Prabhupada's grace, I was able to stand up in the meeting in which the Radha Damodar party was being divided and make my point, I'm going no matter what. And I got some support, and so I ended up going. And on my way, it's the first time I had traveled that far by myself. And I had to overcome certain obstacles. But anyway, I won't bore you with the details. But the essence was that I prayed all the way to Vrindavan from Kansas City, Missouri. That was a long trek. And I prayed constantly. I chanted and I prayed constantly that Srila Prabhupada would allow me some type of personal service. I was a book distributor and manager from the get-go, and I never got personal service, so I wanted that. And after a long journey and constant prayer for more than 35 hours, I went to take bath when I came into Vrindavan, and I entered into Prabhupada's room. And it was dark because the light was, his eyes were very sensitive to the light, so it was kind of dark, and it took me a few minutes to adjust to the light. I paid my obeisances, and when I kind of sat up from paying my obeisances and saw Prabhupada for the first time in that state, it was shocking. I don't have the words to describe how shocking it was. And there were two people in the room besides me and Srila Prabhupada, of course. One of them was Giriraj Maharaj, and he was massaging the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And the other one was Bhakti Chiru Maharaj. And he was towards the head of the bed, and he was apparently doing something about medicine because he was there helping serve Prabhupada. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj was in his secretary's room, just right next to Prabhupada's room. So I was trying to get my bearings. It was a tremendously emotional experience. I was trying to get my bearings, and within just 2 or 3 minutes, I heard Tamal Krishnamurti's voice call Bhakti Chu Maharaj, and Bhakti Chu Maharaj left the room to tend to what Tamal Krishnamurti was organizing. And that left just me and Giriraj Maharaj in the room with Srila Prabhupada. And sure enough, after all those prayers, within 2 minutes, 3 minutes, I heard Tamal Krishnamurti's voice calling Giriraj Maharaj out of the room. And he looked at me and he went like this. And I went like this because I thought for sure someone else had entered the room. Couldn't be talking to me. But no, he was talking to me. And I came over and he showed me what to do. And by his transparent media, I was able to massage Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet for half an hour as a result of those prayers. And afterwards, I smeared my whole body with the dust from Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet, and my life changed forever. It had already changed forever, but it changed another time forever. You know how it is? Right? You've all experienced that, right? And so that's the essence of my expression of love to you. Our lives have intersected since then many times in many crucial moments. And we have had exchanges which were deeply meaningful, both personally and even prophetic, socially. And not long, a few days after, I hope I'm not being too confidential. It's okay so far? So far, so good. I've got him where I want him now, right? A few days after that, he revealed to me that he thought he had seen the dust of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. He had seen jewels on the feet of Srila Prabhupada. And he actually asked Prabhupada once about the tears that came to his eyes when he was chanting and what he could do about it to correct himself. And Prabhupada said, those are not ordinary tears. So, you know, from these personal experiences, you know, I know for a fact that this is not an ordinary person we're honoring today. And he's extremely dear to our Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. And in 1978, after Prabhupada left, there was a plan for Tamal Krishnamurti to start up a Radha-Damodar party in the mold of, or in the way of the Radha-Damodar party in America, in India. And but you know how things go, the best laid plans of mice and men. So at that next GBC meeting, he was asked to go to Bombay, and I went with him with a crew of devotees, and we it was a very crucial time in our movement. We were all young when Prabhupada left. The oldest devotee in the movement was in 30s maximum. I was 31 and was one of the old men, and most of us were in our 20s and even in teens when Prabhupada left. So, you know, that a international society that had been expanded as much as that Prabhupada had expanded it by his potency was left to 20 and 20-year-olds mainly. You can imagine And Shastra says that when a person of Prabhupada's stature leaves, there's going to be adjustments and chaos. So there was. And I was asked to build two Vyasasans on either side of Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan in the temple, in the Bombay temple room. And I couldn't accept it. And I did it anyway, but I couldn't accept it. And I went to Giriraj Maharaj's room and I expressed this. And we started to talk. And we had a prophetic conversation, you know, about what was going to happen. So not only, spiritual experiences from chanting and, you know, our devotional activities, but even vision of what will happen in the future was there. And there were inevitable times when different devotees would be unable to understand different parts of our philosophy or the way things went historically. And Maharaj would always come. I remember in Radhadesh, I don't remember the year, it must have been 84, there was a meeting in Radhadesh, and one of the subject matters was what was happening about the a group of devotees who were taking exception to different things. And Giriraj Maharaj brought the Chaitanya Charitamrita out and he just read from the 12th chapter of the Adi Lila, in which, and very clearly gave the Siddhanta about how when there is difference of opinion between disciples, then the order of the spiritual master must be put in the center. And if it's not, then the factions that develop become useless. And we were able to gather our resources at that time. We were managing and we knew what to do as a result of his research and his crystal clear observation and application of Srila Prabhupada's teachings in relationship to our movement. So, in all these ways, personally, I am deeply indebted. And still, to this day, when I have something that I really need to talk about, you know, you're the point man. And then later on we collaborated I didn't collaborate. Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Giriraj Maharaj used their influence and intelligence to acquire the Govardhan property. And they more or less tricked me into agreeing to maintain it for the rest of my life. Don't look surprised. Oh yeah. Little did I know what I was getting myself into with that. Anyway, so that's also was another journey that we took together. So our lives have intersected in many ways for a long, long time. And I'm here to witness his spiritual stature and his position and how dear he is to Srila Prabhupada and all of us, and offer my sincere gratitude and encouragement and whatever I can give in service. Hare Krishna.